Get your Bibles out to 1 John chapter number 5. We've been studying the book of 1 John. And we are now in chapter 5. Yes, there are extra Bibles here. Kung gusto niyo ng Bible, pwedeng gamitin yan. 1 John chapter 5. And we're going to read verse number 6 until verse 13. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. The Bible says, "This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the water, the blood, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Verse number 12. "And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." So verse number 7, ang pinaka-text natin tonight, this afternoon, our text will be verse number 7, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." Sa Tagalog, may tatlong nagpapatotoo sa langit. Ang Ama, ang Salita, at ang Banal na Espiritu, at ang tatlong ito ay iisa. So, babala patungkol sa napakaraming mga modernong salin ng Biblia. Itong talata ng banal na kasulatan ay itinaboy ng mga moderno at critical na mga salin. Now, here's a warning concerning all modern and critical English Bibles and even Tagalog Bibles. They got rid of verse number 7, or they changed verse number 7. Halimbawa, yung Ang Biblia ng 1978, kung meron kayong Ang Biblia, sa verse 7, ang sabi doon, "At ang Espiritu ay nagpapatotoo sapagkat ang Espiritu ay katotohanan." Yun lang. Wala na yung the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Pinalitan, or ang ginawa nila yung verse number 8, linagay nila sa verse number 7. Yung bagong edisyon ng Biblia, 2001, ang sabi doon, sa verse number 7, "Sapagkat may tatlong nagpapatotoo." Yun. Yun lang. May tatlong nagpapatotoo. Hindi in-identify kung sino yon. At iba talaga sa 1978. Pinalitan pa rin nila yon. Yung magandang balita, Biblia. Yung verse 7 at saka verse 8 sinama. Itong sinabi nila. Tatlo ang nagpapatotoo. Tapos sa bracket, may brackets pa sila, linagay doon. Sa langit, ang Ama, ang Salita, at ang Espiritu Santo. At ang tatlong ito ay iisa. At mayroong tatlong nagpapatotoo sa lupa. Ang Espiritu, ang tubig, at ang dugo, at ang tatlong ito ay nagkakaisa. Okay? So, sa King James Bible, nandyan po ang sinasabi nating Johannine comma, o yung talata ni Juan. Okay? "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." Kung wala ang verse 7, at ilalagay lang natin ang verse 8 sa lugar ng verse 7, wala na pong kwenta ang paulit-ulit ng mga versikulo. Tingnan mo ang verse 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Tingnan mo ang verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. So, walang kwenta ang pag-ulit. Kasasabihin pa lang niya ang patungkol sa dugo at sa tubig at sa espiritu. Uulitin lang niya. At nagpapatotoo ang dugo, espiritu, at ang tubig. So, it's an unnecessary redundancy if verse 7 is not in the Bible. Not only that, but verse 7 agrees with the writings of John. Madalas na binabanggit ni John ang Ama at ang Anak at ang Espiritu Santo. Nandito na tayo sa chapter 5. Ilang beses na inulit ni Juan ang patungkol sa Ama at sa Anak at sa Espiritu Santo. And if you read 1 John, just 1 John alone, it is often in John's writing, he writes about the Father and the Son, or the Word, and the Spirit. And it's all throughout not only his epistle, but it's all throughout the Gospel of John, and it's all throughout even the Revelation, which John wrote, the book of Revelation. And it's in 1 John, just as much as it belongs in verse 7, it belongs in the entire epistle. This is a familiar theme with John. It would be obscure if that verse was not there. Okay? Ang verse 7 ay sumasang-ayon sa ang verse 7, kung wala yan, o kung dinagdagan ito ng isang transcriber, ito ay matapang at mangmang kung iniisip niya na walang mamumroblema sa kanyang pagdagdag nitong versikulong ito. Kung sino man ang nagsulat niyan, kung hindi ang Banal na Espiritu. Right? So, if a transcriber added 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 to the text, that would be an absurd and a very bold and stupid move. Because who in their right mind would add something to the Bible and expect nobody to ask questions and nobody to raise a concern? In fact, the Bible says we're not to add or take away from the Word of God. God Himself will curse all who take away and add from the Word of God. So, don't you think the Christians would be like, that was not there before? Or don't you think the Christians would be like, hey, how did that verse get there? No, the verse has always been there. And that's the point we're trying to make. Kung mayroong mga nagpapatotoo sa lupa, gaya ng sinasabi ng verse number 8, at saka kaumpisa ng 9, tingnan mo yung verse 8 at saka verse 9. Look at that. There are three, sabi ng verse 8, there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, so the Spirit, the water, and the blood, yung po yung sinasabi ni John, witness of men. That's the witness of men. What's he saying? He's saying that people have seen Jesus. People have seen Jesus and they know that He is the Son of God, and they testify that He came, that He's real. He really lived born in Bethlehem. He really grew up in Nazareth. He really ministered in Capernaum, and He really traveled Galilee, and He traveled Perea, and He traveled in Jerusalem, and He traveled in Syrophoenicia, and they really saw His miracle works, and they really heard Him preach, they heard Him do miracles, they heard Him teach and heal and teach parables. They heard Him expound the Scriptures. They were listening to Him. He was real. Man, that's the water and the Spirit and the blood, because those that composes man testify to the fact that Jesus lived. So, nagpapatuturo ang tao, nakita talaga nila si Jesucristo. Siya ang nagturo, siya ang nangaral, siya ang naghilot. Nakita ng tao ang lahat ng gawain ni Kristo. Nandun siya sa Galilee, nandun siya sa Capernaum, nandun siya sa Syrophoenicia, nandun siya sa Perea, nandito siya sa Jerusalem. Siya ay nilibing, siya ay muling nabuhay. Nakita ng tao ang ebidensya ng pagkabuhay na maguli ni Jesucristo, ang kanyang katawan. Nakita nila. At sinasabi ng mga tao, totoo si Kristo. Yun ang verse number 9. Napansinin mo yung verse number 9. We receive the witness of men. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Pero meron palang nagpapatotoo sa langit, sa Diyos, yung patotoo ng Diyos. Tanong, kung meron patotoo ang tao, at yan ay ang laman, at ang dugo, at ang espiritu, saan ang patotoo ng Diyos? Kung wala ang verse number 7. Meron palang patotoo ang Diyos? Meron. Saan? Oh, verse number 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven. Oh, sa langit. Sino yung nagpapatotoo sa langit na talagang dumating si Jesucristo at nagkatawang tao siya? Oh, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. So merong Ama, may Anak, at may Espiritu Santo, at tatlong ito ay iisa. They are one. That is the heavenly witness. Yung po ang makalangit na nagpapatotoo. So sa lupa, sino nagpapatotoo na dumating si Kristo? Yung kanyang mga alagad. Sila ay katawan, sila ay dugo, sila ay espiritu. At sinasabi nila, talagang dumating si Kristo. Siya talaga ang anak ng Diyos. Siya talaga ang Mesaya ng Israel. Siya talaga ang Panginoon. Oh, sa langit, meron bang nagpapatotoo? Sabi ng verse 9, meron. The witness of God. Oh, kung wala ang verse 7, saan mo matatagpuan ang witness of God? Eh sa Bible, yung witness hindi lang basta-basta. Kailangan two or more. Ang witness sa Bible, two or more. Oh, paano natin madidiscover kung sino ang witness sa langit kung wala ang verse 7? So, if verse 7 is not authentic and not true, then how would we ever know the witness of God? Where would we ever see that? We would just make it up. We would just invent it. No, there really is a witness of God. And that is the Father, the Son, the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. So, bakit ito mahalaga? Why is verse 7 important? Well, una sa lahat, nagpapatotoo na talaga ang Diyos ay Trinity. Yun ang una sa lahat. Na malalaman natin na ang kadiyosan pala ay Ama, Anak, at Espiritu Santo. That there really is a Holy Trinity. That's the whole point of this verse. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, they are united. They are one in essence. They are not just one in purpose. They are one in essence. They're one divine being. And all of them say, Jesus came. Jesus is the Son of God. And he that believeth on him hath life. Whatever the heavenly witness say is true. Because if we believe the witness of men, the witness of God is greater than men. Kung naniniwala tayo sa tao, dapat mas maniwala tayo sa Diyos. At ang Diyos ay Trinity. Now, sa Bible, hindi lang 1 John 5:7 ang nagtuturo ng Trinity. Meron pang verse sa Isaiah. Tingnan mo ang Isaiah chapter 48, verse 16. Look at Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 16. The 1 John 5:7 is not the only Bible verse that teaches us about the Trinity. Kayong mahilig magano, pag may kausap kayo, nagsasabi, walang Trinity sa Bible. Ah, meron. Hindi lang 1 John 5:7, pero pwede mo rin gamitin yung 1 John 5:7 kasi talaga namang salita ng Diyos yan. Tingnan mo ang Isaiah chapter 48 at saka verse 16. ang nagsasalita dito si Jehovah. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 16. Oh, magsimula tayo sa verse 15. Let's start at verse 15. Isaiah 48:15. I have spoken, yea, I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me, hear ye this, I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. Sabi ng Diyos, magmula pa sa simula, tumatawag na ako, lumapit na kayo. For the time that it was, there am I. Nang pasimula ng lahat, nandun na ako, sabi ng Panginoon. And now, the Lord God and His Spirit had sent me. Oh. At ngayon, sabi ng Panginoon, ang Lord God at saka yung kanyang Espiritu ay nagsugo sa akin. Tanong, sino ang sinugo ng Ama? Si Jesus. Oh. So siya, ayan. At papansinin nyo yung Lord God, L-O-R-D, maliit, pero yung G-O-D, malaki. Pag nakakapitalize ang G-O-D at maliit ang L-O-R-D, ang pinag-uusapan dyan ay ang Ama. Now, kapag may nakita kayong malaki ang L-O-R-D, pero maliit yung O-D ng G, yung capital G, pero yung O and D maliit, yon pinag-uusapan doon si Jesus Christ, ang anak ng Diyos. Okay? At ang Espiritu, palaging tinatawag Spirit. Okay? So, yan ang Trinity. And now, the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. O, sino ang Redeemer? Si Jesus. So, alam natin, meron talagang Trinity, no? So, yun ang unang importante, kaya mahalaga ang 1 John 5:7. Okay? Ito ang, number two, ito ang kaligtasan natin. Ang kaligtasan natin ay base sa testimonyo ng banal na kasulatan. Tingnan mo ang 1 John chapter 5. Balik tayo sa 1 John. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 11. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11. And this is the record. Oh, record pala ito. Alam niyo ba ang record? Ano ang halaga ng record? Okay, bigyan ko kayo ng sample. Sa buhay natin, meron ba tayong record na ginagamit kapag gusto nating patunayan sa mundo kung ilang taon na tayo?
Yes.
Oh. Anong tawag doon sa record na 'yon?
Birth certificate.
Nakasulat 'yon, 'di ba? Kaya nga importante 'yon, hindi para sabihin kung na-birth ka ba o ano, baka hindi ka birth. Hindi 'yun ang punto ng birth certificate. Yun, nung bata ako, pilosopo, sabi ko, bakit ako binigyan ng birth certificate? Eh, siyempre, sinilang naman ako eh. Hindi yun ang punto ng birth certificate. Ang punto ng birth certificate, yung hindi ka biniyak sa, you know, sa itlog, no? Ang birth certificate ay mahalaga kasi ito ang katunayan na ikaw ay pinanganak dito, ito ang iyong mga magulang, at yan ang sinasabing witness of men, testigo yan ng mga tao. Okay? So, alam ko na ako ay anak ng aking nanay at tatay. Siyempre naman, anak ka ng nanay mo, no? Anak ka ng tatay mo. Pero sino? Oh, di yung pangalan nila nandoon, nakasaad, okay? Record po yun. Pwede mong puntahan, pwede mong tingnan, at yan, pwede mong kunin ang information mo doon. Now, ang Biblia ay record din. Tingnan mo, verse number 11. This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. So kung titingnan mo ang Bible, ang buhay pala na walang hanggan ay binigay sa atin kay Kristo Jesus. Kaya kapag hindi ka tumanggap kay Jesus, wala kang buhay na walang hanggan. Kahit na ikaw pa, kahit na sumali ka pa sa church, kahit na magbigay ka pa ng magbigay, kahit na magsindi ka pa ng kandila, kahit na magkumpisal ka ng kahit na ilang beses, kapag hindi mo tinanggap si Jesus Christ, according to the record, wala kang buhay. There's no life outside of Jesus Christ. This is the record. So very important na yung verse 7 ay nandyan, yan ay pong record. Tingnan mo, for there are three that bear record in heaven. So meron palang mga nagpapatuto sa langit na talagang dumating si Jesucristo. Siya ay nagkatawang tao. Okay? Ito ay mahalaga upang magkaroon tayo ng katiyakan o kaalaman ng kaligtasan. Tingnan mo ang verse 13. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. Para alam mo na ikaw ay may buhay na walang hanggan. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. And so, the Bible was written to give you assurance so that you know. So, Pastor, paano ko pala alam na meron akong buhay na walang hanggan? Ano ang nakasulat sa banal na kasulatan? Ano ang tinuturo ng Bible? Ito ang record. Kung hindi, kaya ang blessing nga ay nakasulat para walang makapalit. No? You can't change what's written because this is the record of God. Huwag mong palitan, huwag mong bawasan, huwag mong dagdagan. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know. So, kapag Kristiyano ka at hindi mo alam kung ligtas ka o hindi, hindi mo sigurado, meron ba akong tahanan sa langit pag ako'y namatay, pansinin mo, ito, ano ang sinabi ng Diyos sa banal na kasulatan? Eh, Pastor, paminsan, yung pakiramdam ko, ligtas ako. Pero pag Lunes, nabubwisit ako. Ganyan, ha? Nawawala yung kabanalan ko, okay? Tapos nagtataka na ako, ligtas ba talaga ako? Ganyan talaga ang Kristiyano. Sometimes yung ugali ko, masama. Ganyan, Pastor, bakit ganyan? Alam niyo po, kung ang basihan ng kaligtasan ay pakiramdam, papalit-palit po ang pakiramdam. Kaya mabuti nga na binigyan tayo ng salita ng Diyos. Hindi nagbabago ang salita ng Diyos. Dumating man ang biyaya, dumating man ang problema, hindi mapapalitan ang salita ng Diyos. Okay? Success and problems will come, but if you base your faith on your feelings, you're gonna wonder if you're saved. Am I really saved? I don't feel saved. There are days when I don't act like I'm saved. There are times when I just don't do right, and man, I just blew it, and I'm not saved anymore. No, that's not true. Once saved, always saved. Why? Because salvation is not based upon what we do. It is based upon the finished work of Jesus Christ. Kaya huwag niyo lang tingnan ang sarili niyo. Tingnan niyo si Jesucristo. Doon mo ilagay ang iyong mga mata para makita ninyo na siya ang tagapagligtas. Siya ang tagapamagitan na pinag-aralan natin this morning. Okay? So, ang mga makalangit na nagpapatotoo ay ang Ama, ang Salita, at ang Banal na Espiritu. Kailan nagpatotoo ang Ama? Well, tingnan mo ang Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. When there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So let me ask you a question. When did the Father testify about Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 7, or chapter 3, and verse number 17. Well, he testified during the baptism of Jesus. Look at that. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So isa sa mga bumisita sa baptism ni Jesus ay ang Diyos Ama. By the way, sa baptism, I believe sa baptism ng bawat Kristiyano, ang hindi natin nakikita ay ang Diyos Ama, Diyos Anak, at Diyos Espiritu Santo. Kasi pag nag-obey ka, pag sumunod ka sa baptism, tiyak nandiyan na rin ang Diyos. Siyempre tayo, nagsasalo-salo tayo, pero sa kalagitnaan ng lahat, ang hindi natin nakikita na talagang masaya ay ang Diyos Ama. And there he says, this is my beloved Son. So nagpatutuo ang Ama. Ito ang aking anak in whom I am well pleased. So ang Ama pala ay nalulugod siya kay Kristo Jesus. Kaya kailangan ligtas ka. Tanggapin mo si Jesus kasi ako hindi kalugod-lugod sa Ama. Ikaw hindi ka kalugod-lugod sa Ama. isa lang ang kalugod-lugod sa Ama, yan si Jesus Christ. Okay? Nagpatotoo din ang Diyos sa Matthew chapter 17, verse number 5. Look at Matthew chapter 17 and verse number 5. Here's another place where God the Father testified about Jesus. Matthew chapter 17 and verse number 5. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." So, ang Diyos Ama ay nagpatutuo palagi sa kanyang anak. Siya ang heavenly witness, isa sa mga heavenly witness. Okay? At balang araw, lahat ay luluhod sa pagiging Panginoon ni Jesucristo sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos Ama. Tingnan mo ang Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Ah, balang araw pala, lahat ng mga tuhod ay, ano yon? Ano yung bend? Luluhod, no? Luluhod tayo. At sasabihin natin, Panginoon, Jesucristo ang Panginoon talaga. Sa ngayon, yung lumuluhod lang ngayon ay yung mga Kristiyano na sumasamba kay Jesus. Yung mga hindi ligtas, syempre, wala silang pakialam, hindi nila iniisip ang Panginoon. Pero balang araw, luluhod din sila. Kaya ang maganda, lumuhod na kayo ngayon kesa sa later para hindi kayo madisgrasya sa dagat-dagatang apoy. Now, Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, even God the Father will make sure that every knee will bow to the glory of Jesus Christ. Look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So the Father testifies of Jesus, and the Father will make sure that everybody bows down to Jesus. Number two, ang salita ay nagpapatotoo sa langit. Sino yung salita? John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Tingnan mo ang verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. O sino yung Word na naging tao?
Jesus.
Si Jesus yun. Pangalan, isa sa mga pangalan ni Jesus, yung Word, capital W-O-R-D. So pag nakita mo yung capital W-O-R-D, yan si Jesus Christ, yan. So si Jesus ay nagpatotoo. Paano siya nagpatotoo na siya ay dumating? Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang mga gawa. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 5, verse 17. John chapter 5, verse 17. Interesting ito, no? John chapter 5, verse 17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." O kung nagtatrabaho ang Ama, sabi ni Kristo, nagtatrabaho din ako. Kung gumagawa ang Ama, gumagawa rin ako. Okay, so ang kanyang mga gawa ay nagpapatutuo na totoo talaga ang anak ng Diyos. Okay, pantay ang kaluwalhatian ni Jesus sa kanyang Ama. Pantay sila. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 1, verse 14. The glory of the Father is the same as the glory of the Son. They share the same glory. It would be an absurdity if Jesus was not God. Look at John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so when you honor the Son, you honor the Father. When you dishonor the Son, you also dishonor the Father. When you worship and glorify the Son, you worship and glorify the Father. Kasi yung glory ng anak, partay sa glory ng Ama. Alright? Now, a third thing, noong siya'y muling nabuhay sa mga patay, nagpapatotoo na si Kristo nga ay ang anak ng Diyos. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 2, verse 19. Noong siya ay nabuhay na magulit. John chapter 2 and verse 19. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Sino ang babangon muli, sabi niya. At sino ang gagawa ng pagkanyang pagkabangon? Sabi niya, I will raise it up. Ako, ibubuhay ko ang sarili ko maguli. Alright? Jesus testified of Himself. So, merong testigo ang Ama, merong testigo ang salita, o si Kristo ang kanyang anak, meron din testigo ang Banal na Espiritu. Kailan nagtestigo ang Banal na Espiritu na talagang dumating, nagkatawang tao ang Diyos? Kailan? Noong nagkaroon ng milagro at nagkaroon ng anak ang isang birhen sa pamamagitan ng Banal na Espiritu. Imposible po yun kasi siya ay isang birhen. Pero hindi po imposible sa Diyos. Tingnan mo ang Luke chapter 1 verse 35. What about the Holy Spirit of God? When did the Holy Spirit of God testify about the person and work of Jesus Christ? Well, first of all, it was through the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ came from the Virgin. His mother was a Virgin Mary. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. Tingnan mo yan. Luke 1:35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So nagtestigo ang Banal na Espiritu nung ginawa niyang milagro doon sa birhen na siya ay manganganak. Okay, it's a very amazing miracle, pero yun po ang testigo ng Banal na Espiritu. Alam niyo, nung nabaptize si Jesus, hindi lang dumating ang Diyos Ama at sa boses, bumaba rin ang Banal na Espiritu. Luke chapter 3, verse 22. Luke chapter 3 and verse 22. Not only did God the Father visit the baptism of Jesus, but so did the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 3, verse 22. Luke 3:22, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven, and that was the voice is the God the Father. But the Holy Ghost descended in bodily shape like a dove, parang kalapati, hindi kalapati ha, parang kalapati. Huwag niyo isipin kalapati talaga ang dumating doon, no. Yung anyo parang kalapati, pero yun po ay yung glory ng Panginoon talaga. So bumaba, yun po ang Banal na Espiritu, okay? The Holy Ghost descended. So, nung binautisman si Jesus, nagpatotoo ang Ama, ang Anak, at ang Espiritu Santo, okay? Ilang libong taon na, pero nakikita pa rin natin ang kapangyarihan ng Espiritu Santo. Ano yung kapangyarihan ng Espiritu Santo? Tingnan mo, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Here's another way that the Holy Spirit bears witness to the person of Jesus Christ. Through the centuries of the powerful work of the Holy Spirit of God upon His people, upon Jesus' churches, upon the churches of Jesus Christ, there's a force, a power that works behind all of us, and that is the person of the Holy Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Yung palang manifestation ng Holy Spirit, ito yung nakikita natin ang kapahayagan ng Espiritu Santo to every man, yung every man dito, every member ng church. At to profit with all, ibig sabihin, para maging biyaya sa lahat ng nasa loob ng Iglesia ng Panginoon. Binigyan tayo ng Banal na Espiritu bilang patotoo sa ating sarili na tayo nga ay anak ng Diyos, at patotoo na talagang totoo ang Banal na Kasulatan at talagang dumating ang Panginoong Hesukristo. So ang patotoo ng Diyos ay sapat na katiyakan na kinakailangan natin ng Diyos mismo ang nagpapatotoo sa atin na tunay na dumating si Jesus, na siya ang anak ng Diyos, na siya ang kanyang pag-ibig na inialay sa atin para sa mapagkasundo at mabawi ang mundo sa kanyang sarili. Si Jesucristo ang daan, na itinlaga ng Diyos upang dalhin tayo sa Diyos. Jesus is the one that God appointed to reconcile and restore the lost world and lost sinners to Himself. To bring people to God, they must go through Jesus Christ. Kaya sa 1 John chapter 5, paulit-ulit na sinabi ni John, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is came from heaven. Jesus is the answer. You cannot reconcile man to God without Jesus Christ. And so, it's so important, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, He bears record. The Word, He bears record. And the Holy Ghost, He bears record. And these three are one. Now, isa pang punto. Balik tayo sa 1 John chapter 5. I just want to point this out. 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Yung one dyan, hindi po sila iisa sa layunin lamang. Sila iisa sa katangian, sila iisa sa kakanyahan, in their being, in their essence. And we know that because, verse number 8, there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. Iba yon. Iba yung agreeing in one, yon, layunin yon. Tingnan mo ang verse 9. And if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For the witness of God, which He had testified of, this is the witness of God, which He testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. And so, yung agree in one ng verse 8, layunin. Pero yung three are one ng verse 7, mas matatag po kaysa sa layunin. Hindi lang sila iisa sa layunin, sila po ay iisang Diyos. Ama, Anak, at Espiritu Santo. Let's pray. I'm very glad that we receive the witness of God. Because the witness of God is greater than the witness of men. Kung makikita nyo sa inyong sarili na kayo ay sumampalataya na kay Kristo, mabuti yon. Pero mas mabuti kung ano ang sinabi ng Diyos kesa sa sinasabi ng tao. Ako, alam ko ako'y ligtas, hindi dahil sa aking sarili, dahil sa aking mga ginawa o sa aking sinabi, ako'y ligtas nang dahil sa biyaya ng Diyos, kabutihan ng Diyos, at ayon sa salita ng Diyos na nasusulat dito. Kaya huwag nating bawasan, huwag nating tanggalin ang verse number 7. Napakahalaga po yan. Lahat ng tatlong makalangit na nagpapatotoo ay nagpapatotoo ng isang napaka-importanteng bagay, si Kristo ay dumating. At kung siya ay tunay na dumating, karapat-dapat lang na tayo ay sumunod sa Kanya at magbigay kaluwalhatian sa Kanya. Let's pray. Father, I pray that Your Word would speak to our hearts, that You would glorify Yourself in Your Word, that we would learn to trust in You, to call upon You in seasons of need. And then when we don't have need, we would praise You and thank You and remember You and rehearse You and share You with others, that we would serve You faithfully, Lord. We thank You for the heavenly witness, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, that Jesus really came. And because He came, He saved us. And because He saved us, we can serve You. Lord, I thank You for the heavenly witness. We ask Your blessing upon each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray.